Bionic shoes and a backpack is how one paraplegic describes a new machine that enables him to walk. UC Health's Drake Center is one of only 20 facilities in the world to have one, and Ann Thompson in Focus on Technology takes a look.
Kevin Moeller was 19 when an accident at a metal shop compressed his spine and shattered his vertebrae. Instantly, he lost all feeling below the waist. Now, 10 years later, he is part of something pretty special at the Drake Center.
When you first see it, I mean, it looks like something straight out of a sci-fi magazine. I mean, then you see another person in it, and they look like the Bionicle Man just walking around. I mean, it's just crazy the technology they have for it. So you're instantly drawn to it, and you want to be a part of it.
Very athletic in his earlier life, Moeller played football, baseball, and basketball. The Lebanon paraplegic still stays in shape and now competes in sled hockey's minor leagues. Moeller agreed to help test the walking machine called the exoskeleton. If you stand it up, it looks like a big backpack with leg and foot support. Physical therapists have to adjust the exoskeleton to the right size. It can fit somebody who is 5'2 to 6'2. It took them about 5 minutes to strap Moeller in. They use a control pad to program the walking parameters like the step length and speed. You can hear the robotics as Moeller walks. The exoskeleton didn't magically appear. President of the UC Health Foundation, Penny Pensack, explains.
A gentleman named Larry Williams, who had been the interim development director here at Drake, called me one day and he said, I got this donor and he found this thing and it lets people walk and it's robotic and it's fabulous and he wants us to get it. Like, really? What are you talking about? Let's back up here and slow down a little bit.
The donor was Bruce Florey, a paraplegic. Drake now has it, and physical therapist Paige Thomas calls it an amazing piece of technology.
Right now, it may not 100% replace the wheelchair, but at least it gives people another ability or another option to be able to stand and be weight-bearing and be eye level with folks.
That's important to Kevin Moeller as he walks across the floor in the Drake gym. The device can be tethered up above, but he's not using it. He says when you're in the harness, you have a very wide base, so it's easy to stay stable.
So you don't feel like you're going to fall over. And if you do fall over, you have everybody around you to help you too. So, but we haven't had that yet. They'd be upset if I fell on a $150,000 machine. So I'm going to try not to do that.
The walk is slow going, only about 1 mile an hour. Before this wearable robot, Moeller could only hoist himself up at home with big braces and take a few steps using his upper body strength. He says this is much easier and smoother.
It's amazing. I mean, prior, you just took it for granted. Then after you got hurt, you spend 3 months in a hospital bed not getting up. I mean, you feel very short again. You look up to everybody, and when you get back up, walk again, you forget kind of how tall. I forgot how tall I was, and it just feels good to get up to natural height again and just to be upright and just more normal again.
His natural height is 6 foot. Moeller is looking forward to the time he can have one of these at home. The exoskeleton will be available to consumers next year.
The transformative things can't happen these days within healthcare, given the economic realities, unless there are transformative gifts from unbelievably generous individuals.
Like Bruce Florey, who sat in a room with his wheelchair-bound friends watching the exoskeleton show what now is possible. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.